Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Ashley of fraxbiz.com with another look at what else is happening in the world of red tape. But before I begin, please don't forget to head back to my website and subscribe to the monthly newsletter. You'll find the subscription bar at the top of the page where you click to listen to this podcast. Okay? So, let's begin today's episode. For years, a pervasive narrative has dominated corporate boardrooms and policy debates. Regulatory compliance is a friction point, a necessary brake applied to the speeding engine of technological innovation. Nowhere has this friction felt more acute than in the governance of personal data, where privacy laws are frequently framed as obstacles to commercial agility and economic growth. However, the Information Commissioner's Office Corporate Strategy for 2026 to 2028 directly challenges this zero-sum dichotomy. Marking a landmark pivot in regulatory philosophy, the strategy argues that stringent data protection and high-velocity innovation are not opposing forces, but fundamentally interdependent. In a digital economy built on algorithmic decision-making, generative AI, and complex cross-border data flows, public trust is no longer a corporate soft metric. It is the foundational infrastructure upon which sustainable growth depends. This strategic shift coincides with a momentous institutional transformation. Under the UK Data Use and Access Act 2025, the Information Commissioner's Office is transitioning from its historic corporation sole governance model, where statutory powers resided in a single individual, to a modernised information commission governed by a non-executive board, chair and separate CEO. This transition brings greater diversity, agility and structural resilience to the UK's data regulator. Under statutory duties that explicitly require balancing data protection with economic growth, competition and innovation, the regulator's message to business is clear. Responsible data use is a shared enterprise. Compliance is not merely about avoiding fines. It is about establishing predictability, reducing friction and unlocking public participation in novel technologies. To deliver maximum regulatory impact within an annual operating budget of approximately £116 million across 6 million organisations, the Information Commissioner's Office is concentrating its proactive resources on four critical domains where systemic risks and societal opportunities intersect. Protecting children in digital spaces. With 99% of UK children online and 9 in 10 owning a mobile phone by age 11, the exposure to profiling, targeted ads and data harvesting is unprecedented. The strategy mandates a strict privacy by design baseline for digital tech services, ensuring children grow into confident, protected digital citizens. Demystifying and governing AI. While public AI adoption has doubled year on year to 20 million UK adults, public trust has plummeted. Only 33% of citizens trust companies using AI with their data. By establishing clear, predictable rules around training data, algorithmic transparency, and fairness, the Information Commissioner's Office aims to convert public scepticism into confidence. Securing public sector data transformation. Government initiatives to modernise healthcare, social care, and local services through digital tools depend entirely on trust. Given that under half the public currently trusts the government with their personal data, strict transparency and accountability measures are essential to make digital public services viable. Fortifying systemic cyber resilience. As the most targeted nation in Europe for cyber attacks, costing over £14.7 billion annually, cyber resilience is treated as a core data protection duty. In an era where breach victims face heightened risks of fraud and distress, robust security governance is paramount to economic stability. Crucially, the Information Commissioner's Office approach acknowledges that it cannot be everywhere at once. The strategy outlines an intelligence-led enforcement model. Routine customer complaints and low-risk breaches will be handled via automated, digital-first tools and self-resolution mechanisms, allowing direct, supervisory and legal interventions to target criminal, negligent or high-harm practices. Furthermore, the regulator is practicing what it preaches by embedding AI and advanced analytics into its internal operations to detect emerging economic trends and speed up regulatory guidance. The core message of the Information Commissioner's Office strategy is a call to action for leadership across all sectors. Trust is fragile, it is built slowly and lost in a single breach or opaque algorithm. Organizations that embed privacy into their product engineering, maintain transparent supply chains, and treat user data with explicit stewardship will not only navigate regulatory expectations seamlessly, they will earn the ultimate competitive advantage in the modern digital economy, the enduring confidence of the people they serve. I hope that you've found this episode insightful. If so, a reminder again to please subscribe to our newsletter, and I look forward to speaking to you on the next podcast. Have a great day.